Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Well, one thing Clark Schmidt can't do is eat innings, because we saw it again yesterday where that sixth inning, third time through the lineup, it just gets him.
And, you know, you tweeted this, and I couldn't agree more. It's got to be something mental, because his stuff is better than I thought it was.
When you watch him through the first five innings, you're watching a guy where you say, wow, man, I know people think he's only a 4-5 guy, but he has potential to creep to be like a low end two.
Yeah, he really does. I mean, when he keeps his stuff down, he's a very tough pitcher to hit. And then all of a sudden, it's like that third time through, everything's up in the zone. Nothing moves. Is it just fatigue? Like, is it maybe just the correlation between...
You really think he can only give the Yankees 70, 75 pitches? I don't think that's it is. I think it has to be a mental block with him.
Fine, but there are certain guys, though, that they hit a certain spot, and because they're not elite pitchers, that the second they start to feel any type of significant fatigue, they lose a lot off their pitches.
I think it's in his head, to be honest.
I think it's more mental, for sure. But I think there also has to be a little bit of a correlation between.
You don't think he's going up? I'm feeling a little tired here.
I think it's become a narrative at this point. Well, third time through.
The numbers bear themselves out.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like, how much of it was just bad luck turning into a story that now turns into something going on in his head saying, oh, fuck, here we go.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Because somebody replied to my tweet that said it's because they've seen his pitches. They've seen what he throws. And so that's why people could hit him the third time through. Wouldn't that be the case for every pitcher, though? I was lost on that comment.
Well,
wouldn't sure. Once everybody seen the guy twice, like the third time through, I know if you really look at the numbers throughout Major League Baseball, averages go up third time through the order, but they're not as drastic as what happens to Clark Schmidt. So, I mean, that's not really like a thing to me. Like, oh, people have seen him now twice, so that's why they hit him. Because everybody would get ripped like he does third time through the order then.
Well, isn't this a big thing, at least over the last handful of years in baseball, third time through a lineup, a lot of managers like to get guys out of because their numbers go up. What is that? I don't know. Like, if, again, you said he was at what, around 75 pitches before he started getting lit up?
I feel like that's where he was yesterday.
Like, that's not enough for me to say what I'm saying is right, because maybe if he was creeping closer to 90, then you can say it. But he clearly loses a lot off of his pitches. That's all I saw, at least. And he leaves everything up, and they fucking kill him.
So he's got to get. I mean, we say this all the time. I feel like a broken record for him to take the next step into being a legit. He is legit, but to be like a true legitimate guy you can count on. he's got to get over this hump. And I know this show, every time he pitches, it was like him and Gerrit Cole, and I forget the other guy, that are like the top three in baseball since 2023. And this is without Cole even pitching this year, of runs with of starts with three earned runs or less. So he doesn't give up a lot of runs, but they all come in one inning. It's like they all come in one inning.
Yeah.
It's like this guy is cruising. Sixth inning comes. Here we go.
Yeah, you're right. Because if he can get over that hump, he's no longer a back end of the rotation kind of guy.
And the Yankees really tried with him last year because they were out of it. They really tried in September to get him through this.